Okay, our next speaker is Mary Nizu Shah, Newcastle Friends of Alaska.
Hello again, everybody. So yes, I'm a student sitting this second panel, but of course I stood in for Shamel earlier. So I'm here on behalf of Friends of Alaska, and I just wanted to share a few details in regards to the work we do, what we're involved in, what we've been doing recently. So Friends of Al-Aqsa was set up by a lovely gentleman and brother, Dr. Ismail Adam Patel, himself a human rights activist. What kind of inspired me and got me interested is this gentleman has kind of taken it upon himself to start this movement, and he's still actively at the top and the driving force. The current campaigns, I looked into what they were actually looking into in regards in Palestine. Obviously, the number one campaign being Ceasefire Now, as well as Boycott Coca-Cola, Boycott Israel with BDS, as well as Check the Label in regards to the sourcing of ethical dates and ensuring they are not dates that are grown on occupied or illegally taken land. In regards to BDS, because that's something that I'm big on, that I encourage and that I actively do my best to basically boycott all Israeli products. And I just wanted to share some information that I came across that was quite interesting. So you'll all be well aware of the coffee outlet Starbucks. One thing I just want to clarify, the Starbucks campaign isn't one that's on Friends of Al-Aqsa. There's just some details I wanted to share. Starbucks, now expects fiscal 2024 total revenue growth to be in the range of 7 to 10%, which is a decrease from the previous ambition of around 10 to 12%. The slashing of annual sales forecast is the latest sign that BDS against big businesses is taking its toll. And what I actively encourage you all to do is be mindful of BDS and get involved. In regards to getting involved, you don't know who you're giving your money to or which companies are linked directly to the Zionist regime. Friends of Al-Aqsa provide pretty thorough lists of who companies are linked to. So that is something that if anyone else is wanting to get involved in, I would strongly recommend that you go online, go on their social media sites and have a look at what they're actually coming up with. Obviously, the lists aren't kind of stuck, they're constantly changing, so it's important to kind of not just take, oh, well, this is the list. Like I say, there's new companies popping up daily that we need to be mindful of. Friends of Al-Aqsa are also, of course, one of the main partners in organising and mobilising the national demos. Me, myself, I've attended 4 so far. So that's over 2,500 road miles travelled to go and join this national effort. And from personal experience, you know, a lot of people in the room, we see a lot on the news and in the media, and we feel as though, what can we do? We get frustrated, we get upset. Going along to the national demos, for those few hours where you're marching through the streets peacefully, not hate marches, peacefully, and I say it peacefully because I've never felt so much love as I have at those national demos. Like-minded people. People wanting the best for humanity and for our world. And for those few hours we're there, we're chanting, we have our banners, we're unified, hoping that a ceasefire will be called and that the situation will improve in Palestine. Tony, this one's for you. So of course, I'm sure you're well aware, there's a coach going on the 9th, this Saturday coming, and I totally encourage you all that you should, if you haven't already been at least once, go and experience a national demo in London. Numbers do count. Make sure you are one of those numbers and be counted. The second thing that I wanted to mention while I'm here is in regards to lobbying and the recent petition that was pulled together by myself and a group that we work with. So over 4,000 signatures in less than 2 weeks, and this is calling for the council to vote for a ceasefire. We went along and presented the petition at the full Newcastle City Council meeting. I do believe it was in early December. We also arranged for members of the public and community to ask questions. I do believe, Shiraz, you were one of them who's here. A lot of work went into the petition. It wasn't just a matter of kind of pulling this petition together and getting it online. It involved paper petitions, at local mosques, local shops, local businesses, door knocking. There were individuals actually going door to door, speaking to families and houses full of students and basically telling them about what is going on and what they can do to get involved. Unfortunately, the petition, when it was presented, I wasn't allowed to ask any questions. That was, you present the petition, you get your response, and away you go. Unfortunately, it wasn't the response that we wanted, and that's why, again, we find ourselves here today. Still no ceasefire, no end in sight. Off the back of the petition, members of the Palestinian community here in Newcastle got together a Christmas card that was signed by Palestinian community members, local activists, and anyone that kind of wanted to be involved in regards to our efforts for calling for a ceasefire for Palestine. We did wish to take the card in person with the Palestinian community members and present it to Nick Kemp. Unfortunately, how can I put it nicely? He dodged it, is what I'll say, and I'll call him Roger, the Artful Dodger. What we've actually done, we haven't given up after that. The card is still sitting at mine, waiting. I'm told that after an extended period of negotiation, Nick Kemp and Karen Kilgore, have agreed to meet with the Palestinian community members here and hear about their experiences and their stories. That, of course, there isn't a date confirmed that I can share with you, but we will share the date when that is set, basically. And that's about it. Thank you for giving me the time to share my experience. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, Mara, and sharing your experience of the wonderful Alaska campaign, which has organised so many wonderful events, and also with the campaign with the council.